You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This interview is brought to you by SAB, 130 years of being committed to South Africa. As we continue to reflect on 130 years of South African breweries in South Africa, the SAB Foundation has been instrumental in supporting small businesses and championing innovation. And we have the privilege of speaking to a product of this support in the form of the founder and CEO of a business called Someone Investments, Khurula Baloyi. She joins me on the line now to get a sense of how it is that the SAB Foundation has impacted her business. Khurula, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with, what is Someone Investments? Tell us about your business. Tell us about how you built the business and why you built it.
Hi, Jimmy. Thanks for having me. Khurula Baloyi, and I am the CEO and founder of Someone Investments. And yeah, to be honest, we started off with the bold idea that when everyday South Africans come together, and in this instance, Stokvels, they can build real wealth and drive lasting impact. Right. So we like to think of ourselves as sitting at the intersection of finance, technology and community, because what we do at Someone Investments is we connect Stokvels looking to grow their money with credible township and rural based businesses that need financing to grow. And the result of that is that Stokvels get to grow their money and local entrepreneurs gain access to funding that they would have not ordinarily been able to receive. And so what we end up having is a community-based investment model, or as some might call it, a smart investment platform that makes investing familiar, communal, and within reach.
So Khurula, tell me then how you got involved with the SAB Foundation. Where did they intersect with your business, and what was that journey like?
Yeah, I mean, I had been following the SAB Social Innovation Awards for a few years now. And it quickly became clear that the foundation's commitment to supporting, you know, social innovators and entrepreneurs aligned perfectly with our mission of making investments accessible for Stokvels. And what really stood out for me was feedback from the previous alumni, you know, the SAB Foundation previous alumni. And I kid you not, Jimmy, like every single one of them spoke very highly of the program and encouraged us to apply. And watching how their businesses had grown after being part of the SAB Foundation showed us just how intentional the foundation was at helping social innovators thrive. And it didn't seem like it was another tick box exercise for them. It was genuine passion. And you can see that through my engagements with the team. And so it was a no-brainer for us to apply for the Social Innovation Awards for this year. And thankfully for us, we came out victorious.
Khurula, tell us about how you've seen the foundation's impact on your business personally. I can imagine you have your own goals and ambitions for how you want the business to grow. Tell us about just your experience with the support that the foundation has provided you.
Yeah, you know, so for us, firstly, the financial support is, you know, just off the bat is absolutely incredible. You know, in business, one of the things that you need is money. So just having that financial support is instrumental. But secondly, it's all the other things now, things that possibly money, you know, might not be able to do for you. And what the SAB Foundation has been able to do for us is to provide us a community of other social innovators. I've walked into many rooms of other entrepreneurs, and walking in rooms with social entrepreneurs is a completely different environment altogether. You suddenly start to feel that your crazy ideas of trying to change the world and do good aren't so crazy anymore. And so just having that community to be able to support you is incredible. Their networks are incredibly extensive. I'm sure they're tired of me right now, but every time I'll be like, hey, do you know a person in X space? And they'll pop up with two or three names. They'll provide an intro. You know, those kind of things are instrumental. Because it's one thing me, someone that they don't know, knocking on their door. It's another thing altogether when someone as credible as the SAB Foundation, you know, knocks on the door with you. You suddenly are at least able to get inside and have a meeting. And that makes all the difference.
Khurula, you touched on the fact that social innovators face slightly different challenges to perhaps what other entrepreneurs might face. I want to get your thoughts around the value of social innovation at this point in the communities that we find ourselves in the South Africa that we find ourselves in. There are a lot of challenges that we are having to face already as a country. But take us through how you see the role of social innovators fitting into some of these challenges.
Yeah, and I think that's a great question. I look back at my path, like my career path before even, you know, starting Someone Investments, and I was working as an investment analyst. And I don't think I'd be making the same kind of difference as I am now. And you almost have to personalize the social innovation for you, right? Because when I look at sort of the clients, you know, whether it's high net worth individuals or large institutions, I think they would be okay without me. You know, I think they'd still be able to generate good returns on their investments. But when I look at the stock files that we work with, it's different. You know, we are working with, I think it's over 70% of them are first-time investors, right? So effectively, without Someone Investments, many of our stock files that we work with might have never been able to start their investment journey. And that, for me, is what social innovation is all about. It's about taking a step back, looking in your community, looking at the gaps that are there, looking at the skill sets that you have and thinking to yourself, okay, what is it then that community needs me to do in order to make a difference? And there are so many gaps that we see. Through our work, you're suddenly then able to create employment because you've stepped out of a system and created another system. And what that does is it creates other jobs for other people, whether it's directly through, you know, people that can work at Someone Investments or indirectly through the jobs that are created from the businesses that the stock files we support are able to fund. And you start to see the ripple effect of the work that you're doing. And that is absolutely incredible. I didn't think we started Someone Investments to create jobs, but somehow, you know, the ripple effect of trying to provide access to financing and trying to provide support for township entrepreneurs ends up creating employment unintentionally so, you know, which is the power of social innovation.
The power of social innovation indeed, and having a partner like the SAB Foundation to support you through it. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to Kurula Baloyi, the founder and CEO of Someone Investments, for joining us to take a look at her business and the support it's received from the SAB Foundation. This interview was brought to you by SAB, 130 years of being committed to South Africa.
Commitment is not just brewing beer, it's brewing hope. It's brewing dreams.
It's brewing a legacy. For over a century, believing in something bigger. Commitment is brewing a promise to step up when the nation calls. To brew moments that matter, that bring us together. For you, for the next generation, for 130 years and forever. SAB, forever committed to a future with more cheers.
South Africa, be sharp. Not for persons under the age of 18.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.